Well, Harley-Davidson's sure been in the news a lot this week. We're going to talk about everything from woke to Indian Motorcycles campaign to Harley-Davidson bringing production back to the United States from Thailand for Rev Max models. Let's get into it. Hi, I'm Mike with Riding in the Ozarks, where we talk about riding, rallies, gear, wrenching, and Harley-Davidson news, which is what this video is all about. And there's been some news in the last week. I'm glad I didn't make a video on the Indian campaign against Harley-Davidson already, because then I would just have to repeat myself. So let's start with kind of how things have started in the last week. Some ultra-conservative influencers on social media, not motorcycle influencers necessarily, but influencers like Robbie Starbucks, have attacked Harley-Davidson again about being DEI and woke. Now, the evidence for this stuff is things from multiple years ago. The current CEO had posted or did in his previous role 3 years ago, things that the new brand manager did at his previous company, things all before they worked at Harley-Davidson. But Robbie Starbucks is all about, well, they have a history of this, and that is his point. Well, they also had a job to do, and even as CEO, you still have to answer to a board of directors, and your job may require you to promote or do something for that brand that may not be in line with your personal values. Then again, maybe it is in line with their personal values. I don't know. I don't really care. I do think companies should stay out of this whole social justice arena, but this ESG policy stuff that was put in place by the government several years ago kind of forced them into that corner. And I think it was really good for companies to avoid it and stayed out of the limelight. Now, before you tell me how woke Harley-Davidson went, I just want you to see a screenshot from a 2021 company sustainability report from Polaris that they took off their website after Robbie Starbucks went after him. I saw it on their website when he first went after Harley-Davidson, and they took it down within a few days. But I have a copy. You can get a copy still because they're a publicly traded company if you know where to go look. But in here, in this sustainability report from 2021, they talk about supporting LGBTQ+. This is Indian Motorcycles, Polaris, Indian Motorcycles. They support about talk about diversity and equity and all of these things. You know, all these buzzwords now that we want to roast people over an open spit for. So just remember, Polaris was doing the same stuff a few years ago. Honda Motorcycle still has a post up on their website supporting Gay Pride Month from June of 2021 with the Gay Pride flag flying next to the U.S. flag and the Honda flag. You know, these companies were involved just as much as Harley-Davidson in this kind of wokeness from that time period. It's what companies were doing. It's not what they're doing now. Now, Harley-Davidson said they were backing away from their DEI policies and all that stuff, you know, before the new CEO started. There's been no evidence of it. Personally, I treat people based on how those people treat me, how I've interacted with them. Just because they've been an asshole to you doesn't mean I'm going to hate them. They have to be an asshole for me to judge them on that and to treat them that way. I don't know what you did to deserve to be treated that way. I only know what I do and why I may or may not deserve to be treated like that. So, you know, judge these companies based off what Robbie Starbucks says if you want. Just stop messaging me about it because I could care less what Robbie Starbucks says. The guy is trying to, you know, he had political ambitions. That's why he started doing this stuff on social media. So I don't trust him. It's just the facts. I don't trust him. So he may be right. I'm sure he believes he's right. I just don't care about what he says. I care about what actions Harley-Davidson does. I care about what actions Indian Motorcycle does. I went and looked at the new Indian Vintage because they invited me to come ride a bike at Daytona Bike Week. I've rode almost everything in their lineup except for the models they've come out with in the last couple years. They just didn't appeal to me personally. But I don't generally trash Indian Motorcycles other than the fact that I don't like to say that they're the oldest, you know, company. They were out of business for 45 years. You don't get to die and come back and keep counting birthdays. It's not how it works. You know, this bike was made in 1988. Do you know how many Indian Motorcycles were made in 1988? Zero. Because they didn't make motorcycles for 45 years. And then when they came back, it was a company that kind of failed, and then Polaris bought the brand, and that's fine. I have nothing personal against any Indian Motorcycle or anybody that rides Indian Motorcycles or anything else. Just because it's not the brand for me or the motorcycle for me at this point in my life doesn't mean I wouldn't be interested in one in the future, that I wouldn't ride one, or that I've got anything against people riding them. It's just, I do have a thing against saying they're the oldest American-made company because they stopped having birthdays for 45 years. You want to say they were the first? Fine, I'll give you that much. But I really don't like the oldest thing because I don't think that's genuine. I think it's misleading. And I get it's marketing, but, you know, whatever. They can do what they want. But what's really bad is they started the smear campaign. So it was believed that Indian Motorcycles was behind a lot of this ultra-conservative posts that were against Harley-Davidson about being DEI and woke in the last week because those same people were turning around saying you should buy Indian Motorcycles. Multiple people saying Harley's woke, buy Indian Motorcycles. I want to take a minute and thank Beyond Riders for sponsoring today's video. If you guys aren't familiar with Beyond Riders, they make Kevlar-lined armored riding gear that doesn't look like track gear. So this is one of their mesh shirts for summer riding. It's also got an ultra-reflective shoulder pads and back on it to help you be seen at night. This is great for these summer months when it's starting to get warm. Now, in the spring and fall, I prefer the flannel. It's my favorite. Got pockets on the inside. One of my other favorite features is this eyeglass cleaning case. If you're like me, you know that this is a lifesaver sometimes. Always having this with you. Now, don't worry. If you ride somewhere where it gets really cold, but you still ride, they got something for you too. This is their soft shell jacket. Now, I like this one because it's not a hoodie, so I don't have that bunched up on the back of my helmet when I'm riding in cold weather with a full face. So this is my cold weather go-to from Beyond Riders. If you're interested in this Beyond Riders gear, you can save a few bucks with the coupon code I have in the description down below. And again, I want to thank Beyond Riders for supporting the channel year after year. They make great products, and I actually wear these products when I ride, especially long distance. So stay safe, stay protected, wear good gear. Real this week, talking about how Harley-Davidson's new CEO came from Pizza Hut, and how Indian hired a CEO who's a man of the industry and has motorcycle experience, and how Indian is the brand that supports the American riders, and it's showing veterans and all this stuff and implying that Harley's not. Well, I think Harley's probably supported a lot of groups of riders. I know they've donated millions of dollars in the Let's Ride Challenge to veteran-based organizations. I haven't really seen a big campaign from Indian Motorcycles to do that. Yet, that's, you know, who they support, and that's who they're a rider for. The campaign, the reel that just came out, was very much an attack on Harley-Davidson. It brought up the fact that Harley-Davidson is making motorcycles in Thailand. What it didn't mention was that the Rev Max models made in Thailand represent like 5% of the total motorcycle production of Harley-Davidson. So even if they brought production of Rev Max models back to the United States from Thailand, it's probably only going to be the models made in the USA like it was before, which is going to be less than 5%. Because the models made in Thailand are still going to go to Australia and places like that because that's the only way they can make them affordable due to tariffs. That's why they started the plant in Thailand, was about tariffs and stuff like that. It wasn't trying to take jobs away from America. It was trying to make their product more affordable in markets where they were being penalized for being an American company and being made in America. But good news is, Harley-Davidson announced today they are bringing the Rev Max production back to North America. Looks like it's going to be for 2028 models, which means there'll be models being made next year in 2027. I expect 2027 assembly line to switch over in just a couple months because I expect 2027 models to come out about late October, early November. So usually a couple months before that, they switch the production line over to the new models and start producing that year model year bikes. So I think that doesn't give them enough time frame to get the Rev Max line completely reset up here in the U.S. So they probably have to make space for it because they're also introducing a whole bunch more trims in the next couple years. So that expansion they were talking about doing at the York plant a couple years ago, well, I imagine they're going to be using all that space between the Rev Max models and the new Cruiser Softail trims and whatever other models they're coming out with. So that's great. More American jobs, more manufacturing in America. I don't think it's going to be a huge number, though. Like I said, it's less than 5% of their total units of sales, which is, you know, probably realistically 8,000 units, something like that. Sure, that's going to put a few people to work, and that's great. That's probably still more units than Buell sells in a year. So I'm happy to hear Harley-Davidson is finally bringing that production line back to the United States. I didn't like it when they moved to Thailand. I was vocal about it, the fact that they, when they closed the plant in Kansas City, that they said that motorcycles sold in North America would stay and would be assembled and produced in North America, and then they moved east to Thailand. So I'm glad to see the new CEO going back and supporting what they stood for and what they said for in the past. I don't know that the old CEO would have made this move. I don't know that it won't cause prices to go up. I guess we'll see how that works out. So anyway, that's the news on Harley-Davidson production coming back to the U.S. for Rev Max models. No new news on the Sportster or the Sprint yet, but I am working on some stuff on that. Expect some videos coming out on that stuff. But I've just been riding motorcycles and working on motorcycles and living my life like a dream. Leave me a comment. Let me know what you think about Harley-Davidson moving production back to the U.S. And have you seen the Indian reels against Harley-Davidson? And what did you think? Did you think it was funny? Did you think it was in bad taste? Do you think slinging mud doesn't play well? Do you think it, you know, kind of shows that maybe you don't feel like you can stand on the basis of your product alone? Let me know in your comments what you guys think about that. All right. If you like this video, give it a big thumbs up. It really helps the channel grow. If you dig this kind of content, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Ring that bell to be notified the next time I drop a new video. And as always, y'all stay safe. Keep on riding. We'll see you in the next one.